As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy, happy weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No. Bang it hard. Whew, collective sigh of relief. We have made it to the weekend. Finally.
Yes.
Finally, hang in there. It is Friday the 13th. It doesn't mean anything to me. I was born on the 13th. It's not unlucky for moi. What about you, Greg? You believe in that kind of stuff?
Not a bit.
Not one bit?
Not a bit.
What about step on a crack, break your mama's back?
Well, now, those things can be true.
What about black cats? What about ladders? Mirrors?
Well, I know you love yourself a mirror. Ladders, yeah.
Wow.
Just don't go. I think you got to be
really
careful.
He likes me.
Yeah. Get on one that's too tall, I'd probably get too dizzy, so that's probably not smart. So, yeah.
No, I think it's going under a ladder.
Oh.
As long as someone's
not falling on you from a ladder or spilling paint on your head.
That's how the whole bad luck idea began. Mm. Like, why'd you walk under the ladder?
See?
Yeah, and there'd be more accidents, except the people go, oh, no, I'm walking under the ladder.
Not going there. But also the whole star thing and all that, no, not a bit. First off, they're not even, we look at them now, they're not even where they were when we think we saw them, because the travel of light.
Well, that's
the speed
true.
Of light.
But
they're not even where we think they are.
But man, they've been used to guide travelers long before, you know, we had other ways.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about minute span of time in hundreds of years versus the millions of light years away they are, so it's still accurate for short term.
Hmm. So they're so far away.
Uh huh. They could be gone. We don't even know it.
You know, the moon's not that close, but yet it affects our tides.
The last couple of mornings, it was in our backyard.
Well, yeah, it's been closer.
But very
did you ever look up and find out if it's one of those super moons? I think
no, I didn't.
A few months ago we had some kind of super beaver moon or something.
Yep.
No, seriously, we did. There have been different ones. Blue moons, you've heard that before. That actually does occur, but only once in a while.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-oh, Ivy League schools.
Not again.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No, they should be shaking in their boots, apparently. Trump's latest nominee, Harmeet Dillon, and I'm sorry if I get that wrong because I...
Never heard that name before.
I have not. President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of Harmeet K. Dillon to lead the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division has Jewish students breathing a sigh of relief as incidents of anti-Semitism continue to run rampant at universities across the U.S. Trump announced Dillon's nomination for the role on Monday, hailing her as a civil rights warrior who's taken on prominent legal battles in defense of free speech, religious rights, and anti-woke discrimination cases. But it's Dillon's outspoken position against Ivy League schools for their failure to combat anti-Semitism that has many students hopeful that help is on the way. She's repeatedly taken a hardline stance against anti-Semitism at U.S. universities. In April, Sahar Tarktak, Yale student from Long Island, wrote on X, what she was hospitalized after she was attacked by an anti-Israel mob for walking with her visibly Jewish friend on campus. Dillon urged Tarktak and others to take legal action against the university and her attackers. She said, sue Yale. Sue every university that refuses to keep students safe based on their religion. Make them regret their choices.
Mm.
Deplete their endowments. Sue each and every violent protester and organizers. Drain their bank accounts. Sow salt in their careers. Wow.
That's that
got to go get her there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. Ah, Florida woman story. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want equality and all, so it can't every time be a Florida man.
Remember, one of our concerns was after this CEO was gunned down in broad daylight that there might be copycats.
Yeah.
Now, this might be one of those. Mm. Yeah, a woman in Florida has been arrested after she allegedly threatened the health insurance company Blue Shield with a copycat crime. following the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. She's 42 years old. Brianna Boston of Lakeland allegedly called Blue Cross Blue Shield in response to a recent medical claim being denied and issued a threat. Delay, deny, depose. You people are next.
Wow.
She allegedly said to the company over the phone.
She missed that part where all phone calls are recorded for quality training purposes.
Yeah, but she didn't, you know, think the quality mattered.
And probably told them who she was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since her claim was denied.
And they usually ask for account information and information like names and date of birth and
that
stuff.
Kind of thing.
The words delay, deny, depose were written on the bullet casings used to kill that CEO, Brian Thompson. When police arrived at her home to question her about the phone call, she allegedly told them that healthcare companies played games and deserve karma from the world because they are evil. She also told police she owned no firearms and had no intention to hurt anyone, which the police did not believe. According to the New York Post, police said the angry mom intended to threaten the company by purposefully invoking a phrase strikingly similar to that one Luigi Mangione allegedly scrawled on the bullets. And so her bail was set at $100,000. Lakeland Police Chief Sam Taylor told WFLA that she should have known better than to issue such threats. She's been in this world long enough, certainly should know better. Mm-hmm. Can't make threats like that in the current environment, and et cetera. We're going to follow up and put you in jail. Though hardcore leftists have either been celebrating Mangione as a hero or at least have expressed sympathy for his alleged crime, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro denounced those views. In America, we do not kill people in cold blood to resolve policy differences or express a viewpoint. I understand people have real frustration with our healthcare system. I've worked to address that throughout my career. But I have no tolerance, nor should anyone, for one man using an illegal ghost gun to murder someone because he thinks his opinion matters most. In a civil society, we're all less safe when ideologues engage in vigilante justice. I wouldn't even call it vigilante justice.
No, that's like Charles Bronson going after the bad guy who's going to mug you on the subway. But you know, Pocahontas said it. You know, you push people too far, they're gonna react.
No, I thought,
you know.
On that side
of the coin.
I was thinking historically, the real Pocahontas.
Oh no, Pocahontas,
not the
Pocahontas. Yeah,
faux.
No, yeah, faux. F-A-U-X. People can't.
It's actually pronounced fa.
Fa.
Doe, a deer, fall, a ray of fake fur, me, a name I call myself. There was something else in there that I was going to use for a little joke, but I can't
get back to us on that.
It was.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Yes. So true.
So what do you do to a woman like this? What do you do when she calls in?
Wow.
I mean, is that a threat?
That is a threat. It's like calling in a bomb threat or anything else. There's, you can't do that. So, what you do, that's a good question. I'm sure there are laws in the books already for that.
Delay, deny, depose. So a clear reference to that event. And then you people are next. But she's not saying, I'm going to make sure you people are next.
You're the caller.
Yeah. Well,
she didn't say somebody told me to tell you.
Yeah, it was clear she was angry and wanted to
frighten
people.
She was the victim in her mind here, so.
Exactly. There you go. Victim mentality.
Uh-huh.
9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The weekend's here. Happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky. That's not as Christmassy as I. Yeah, that's not really a Christmas song, is it?
Well, it's all about automation and buttons and deleting and. This is what I was wanting to hit. Yeah. Technology took over. And, yeah. Makes you want to grow a really cool mustache.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
And sort of like a goatee.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
He's older than that William guy we see on TV.
And when you
this guy, Burl Ives,
yeah.
He was doing commercials for gold and silver way before anybody else. Wouldn't he?
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you.
Only Bob.
I can ruin every aspect. See, I can ruin every song.
Everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm so romantic could be one of the things that might be said.
That's not what I was
possibly
thinking.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah. Moving on.
Good morning, Greg Cassidy. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's the final hour of the morning. This week has flown by, and looking forward to a nice weekend.
It is 9:21, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, when you play Ted Nugent's Stranglehold, that's an after Christmas song when you get the credit card bill.
Oh, man, yeah.
And then you want to strangle somebody.
Mm-hmm. Depending on who used the credit card.
That's the thing. Because it could be self-strangulation or whatever.
Horse, yeah.
Don't do that at home, David Carradine.
No, doesn't turn out well.
MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell claimed Thursday on The Readout, you know, with the joyful one, that President-elect Donald Trump's defense secretary pick, Pete Hegseth, is not even close to getting a majority vote in the U.S. Senate to secure his confirmation. Okay. Now, this guy Lawrence O'Donnell, you know, yeah, he's a lefty. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He must have some really good connections. He could take his own little kind of private polling thing and tell you that what the Senate's going to do.
That's pretty interesting. It's pretty insightful there, or self-confident.
O'Donnell said Pete Hegseth does not have 51 votes as of tonight. This may come as a surprise to readers of the New York Times. He also does not have Joni Ernst's vote, even though the New York Times Today story said how Donald Trump has resuscitated the Pete Hegseth nomination. They didn't defy a single senator who has become a yes vote to create a majority vote. Well, it is interesting when Joni Ernst, the senator, when she spoke about meeting with him, saying, you know, how well the meeting went, she didn't say, you know, I'm confident or that, you know, she likes his positions, policy, all of that stuff.
Right.
But she didn't actually say he's going to get my vote.
Yeah, they asked her, are you supporting him or the process? And she said, I'm supporting the process.
Ah, I didn't hear that one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So who knows? Who really knows? Of course, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell also thought that Kamala was going to be president.
Well, you know, there's that misstep.
Mm-hmm. LeBron James. He is taking a little vacation, apparently, from social media.
Wow.
Now, he did that a few weeks ago. But now, he's taking a vacation from the basketball team he plays for?
Oh,
he's leaving the Lakers, at least temporarily.
Okay.
Speculation ran rampant Wednesday night after his absence during the Lakers' 107-98 win over the Trailblazers after the game. The Lakers coach J.J. Redick acknowledged the missing superstar, didn't specify why he was absent. LeBron's not with the team right now. Really? Because it's not like you could hide him. Oh, yeah, he was there.
Yeah. What? You didn't see him?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's hard to hide people that are like, you know, 6'10" or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He's out for personal reasons, excused absence. But then Redick went on and he said that James would take some time, suggesting that his absence could stretch to several games. This guy's been in the game for, what, 22 years? And he has endured one of the worst stretches of basketball he's played in his long and storied career. So, really, maybe he's
finished. Sorry.
Could be. or he's you know, quote-unquote, getting his head together.
Yeah.
Look, everybody suffers from a drought here and there. And, you know, athletics, you'll have hitters that are going 0-for. And
oh, yeah.
They get into a slump.
Yep.
I think it's referred to
it
as.
Is. Uh-huh.
Is that the case here? Maybe he's a little burned out. Maybe he's a little fried. He's played a game intensely for a long time. He has appeared exhausted at times, and the coach admitted that his star forward asked to be subbed out his most recent game. Maybe he's just not He's just not feeling it.
No, he's not. But even if you're not feeling it, you sit on the bench and you support your team.
That, yeah, you would kind of think
that. If it
that.
Was just that.
Depends on, yeah, what the
Depends
nature
what's really going
is.
On. Yeah.
But again, here's a situation where, you know, if he had to walk away from what he's done for a living,
right,
he would probably continue to do far better than the average American who didn't have to walk away from their job, let alone those who, you know, have lost their job. So I guess what I'm saying is I'll sleep like a baby again tonight. Yes. I'll sleep like a baby every night since the election in November.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of which, Donald Trump predicts a very good days are ahead. And he was ringing the opening bell for the New York Stock Exchange, also unveiling a little. Oh, did I? Did you see that? I don't know. Did you? Yeah, Time Magazine. I made the cover again. Yeah, it's little old me.
Yeah.
I love it when he does stuff that, you know, kind of like that.
Tongue in cheek. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said he appreciated it, you know, every time.
I think we're going to have to really incentivize the country to go back and work. And they will be incentivized. Huh. Yep. Somebody said this is Kramer, you know, the stock guy. He says, do you think that we're in a situation where businesses will be far more embraced under you than currently? Well, I don't really want to knock current, but I will tell you more than at any time anywhere in the history of our country, I think you're going to see some very good days ahead. A lot of incentives are going to be given. I think you're going to have some great days ahead. We have to conclude a couple of bad wars that are going on. A lot of bad things are going on, but we'll get them done.
There you go. Love the optimism.
And he is picking the people, putting the right people around him. Maybe not in the opinions of the left, but good. Actually, the more the far left Marxist pitch a fit, probably the better the decision actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Approaching 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And you never have to miss a minute of it. Just download the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. All right, coming up in about 15 minutes, things that make you smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Start thinking of some upbeat, positive thoughts as we move closer to the weekend. 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
The Altoona Police Department arresting the brazen, targeted murder of CEO of United Healthcare.
The news that's trending.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen.
The ripple effect of this is just going to be remarkable.
The news that's now.
Retribution will be through success. Now. If they're paying their bills and if they're treating us fairly, the answer is absolutely, I'd stay with NATO.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Decorating your day.
Day after day.
Only on The Sky.
With the news you need.
Make no mistake about it.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once.
The great news keeps rolling in.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Friday. I like that. It is 9:36. Good morning and welcome. Some of your top stories. Bombshell report coming out from the Inspector General's office that oversees the FBI and the DOJ. I said there were 26 people that were at the January 6th event that weren't FBI agents.
What?
But they were confidential human sources. The FBI fessed up to saying, well, yeah, like maybe three of them we asked to go and just, you know, report back or whatever, you know, gather some intel. No, 26 at least. And that's just under the FBI, and that's what they'll at least admit to. But no FBI agents were there at all? That's what they're saying.
Just community volunteers.
Well, I mean, isn't that interesting? Like, talk about plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Because, see, if you've got people that are there and they're told to stir it up, et cetera, right?
Right.
Stir it up. If you're an FBI agent is there, they'd say, well, why didn't you step in, or why didn't you contact your contacts and tell them, hey, stand down, hey, knock it off.
But if it's just regular people hanging out.
Well, they didn't want to be there because they wanted the plausible deniability. Really? Mm-hmm. What? Oh, no, we asked a couple people to go and just, you know. But these aren't agents. They want to be clear, like they're not agents. In other words, they're goofballs that'll do things for money. No, I'm serious. Other people have called them spies. That's disrespectful to people who
put their life on the line as a good spy.
And work in the the covert world.
Yes, big difference.
So yeah, and left and right, but even on the right, they're calling them spies. They're not. They're confidential human sources. Mm-hmm. They're usually these folks. They're generally like ne'er-do-wells or wannabes. These are people that already got in trouble. So the FBI says, well, why not, make use out of them? And some of the other ones who just want, wannabes, want to hang out. But a lot of them just, they want to feel important, and they get paid. Mm-hmm. They get paid for it. And that way you get somebody doing your dirty work and you have plausible deniability, and you're like, we didn't tell them to go do that. Wow. I mean, isn't that like as old as whatever? I never told that person to do that. I never told them to do that. Uh-huh. So, to me, that I feel like it's a pretty big story. NBC and the mainstream media, I guess, sees it differently. They said their biggest takeaway from the report was, they didn't really gather much intel at their field offices leading up to January 6th. Like, didn't they think that maybe there would be something happening there? Well, they didn't collect any intel because you don't need to know what's going to happen if you're the ones planning it. Capiche?
There's so many tentacles to this whole thing. You've got unofficial people there. We have people that we know that were opening doors, moving barricades out of the way. You've got Nancy Pelosi turning down the advice of Donald Trump to have the National Guard there, turning down that advice, saying no, makes you wonder what she knew of why we did not have any protection there.
And there's a checklist of circumstantial things like that you could go through and go, really? They didn't do this? Uh-huh. Really? They didn't do that? And you could go down the whole list. And maybe each individual piece isn't huge in itself, but when you add it all together, you're like, somebody knew something was going to go down, and they were told to kind of let it happen.
Too many coincidences.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see one or two, okay, it can happen. No, not this time.
You saw Star Wars. I think everybody did. But there's like a bar scene in there that's kind of famous because you talk about walking into a bar and seeing all kinds of different goofy people there.
Right.
Well, this is like goofy people from all over the universe. And MSNBC host Joy Reid claimed that President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet is like the characters in the bar scene in the Star Wars movie, which to me is kind of funny because she's saying that, hey, the president is actually showing real diversity.
I thought they loved diversity.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you've got Gabbard, who's a former Democrat. You've got basically RFK Jr., who's somewhere in the middle, but former Democrat. I mean, you've got all kinds of, you've got women in strong women in leadership positions. Mm-hmm. One, for the first time in American history, Obama didn't do it. Biden didn't do it. I don't know.
She talked about the discussion on Trump's defense secretary pick, Pete Hegseth. She said, the people you used to work for in the United States Senate, they also know that. And yet, what you're seeing is senators capitulating in advance and essentially saying, yes, sir, we'll take a knee to you. Whatever you want, sir, including this bizarre cabinet like a Star Wars cabinet, they are just conceding. Really?
Okay.
She said, the reason I personally believe they're going to put them all through, you talk about Mitch McConnell. Here's the level of courage, of Mitch McConnell. Somebody who could not vote to impeach someone he believed was guilty. This is what he said to the Financial Times literally within the last few days. We're in a very, very dangerous world right now, reminiscent of before World War II. says McConnell. Even the slogan is the same, America First. That's what they said in the 1930s. Thanks a lot, McConnell, who's done literally nothing to stop us from going back to the 30s and whipped votes to save Trump from himself. That's the level of courage we're expecting against Pete Hegseth. I wouldn't count on it. Really? So they're going back to like the 1930s leading up to World War II, which of course is the... is a reference, basically, to the rise of the Third Reich and Hitler. That's what that is. That's part of what that is. That's what she's trying to reference without saying it out loud, without really spelling it out. It, ridiculous, as usual. Yeah, and, you know, their ratings suck, and CNN's ratings suck, and yet they're still keeping the same sucky people around. It's... why? You know, it's kind of like... when Southwest Airlines, man, they were going through, like, their heydays, you know? They were voted, like, the best airline to fly on and the best airline to work for.
Right.
And they weren't the biggest payers by any stretch. They were in, like, the secondary tier. You know, the big boys were paying the best. They were in that secondary tier. But yet, somehow, they had this formula that worked for everyone. So I just said, why don't the other airlines just copy that? Then they would be successful, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, customer service, good prices, you know, good attitude.
Personality,
Yeah. Fly on time, you know, things like that.
Crazy stuff.
Well, why wouldn't you apply the same thing to these cable news programs? You're like, Fox is killing us.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you just say, hey, even if we get a portion of their ratings, it's better than what we have now?
Mm-hmm.
Because literally, CNN gets, what, a seventh? About one-seventh? Of the ratings of Fox. That was like right after Thanksgiving. 1/7.
That's amazing.
So you'd say, wow, what if we could take 30% of their ratings? You don't think that would have an impact? Sure it would.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to compete, you know what I'd do?
What's that?
I'd hire Tucker Carlson. I don't care what it would cost.
Oh, my goodness.
Make him your main
ratings.
Him your main guy right there.
Instant ratings.
Yep.
I think he's enjoying himself right now. He's doing his thing.
I do, too. So, yeah, maybe we won't see him back on that kind of format anymore. Hey, you know who we haven't heard about in a long time is Ann Coulter. Have you?
If you
seek her out, I am sure. And
but not headlines, no.
Yeah, I guess she's on News Nation sometimes. I never see her on Fox anymore. I don't know if they had a falling out or what. But I used to appreciate, you know, she's got attitude. Mm-hmm. I didn't always agree with her, but, you know, she had attitude, and she would make you chuckle. Wednesday, apparently, Ann Coulter said she expected President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet appointees to fare well in their confirmation bids, although skeptical of some picks. She was, I guess, talking to host Dan Abrams that she expected the female picks to be confirmed. And it was kind of weird because she basically said something along the lines of, yeah, you know, the female appointments, they'll get confirmed because Republican men are afraid to vote against a woman. Yeah.
Okay.
And it seems like one of them is one that she said, I hope not, on as far as approval was Kristi Noem.
Hmm.
Yeah. She said, I hope not. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Pam Bondi, Coulter, also hope not.
Yeah.
But I think all the girls will be confirmed because Republican men are afraid to vote against a woman. Really? Abrams said. Yeah. And I think Kristi Noem is the worst of all the nominees, especially at that important cabinet position, Homeland Security. And Pam Bondi, I mean, she's okay, but. And Abrams said, Bondi's definitely going to get confirmed.
Yeah.
And Coulter said, because she's a woman. Well, because she's not Matt Gaetz, is what Abrams said. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I don't know what Ann Coulter's issue is with women. And individual, she could not like them for various reasons. But to say that Republican men are afraid to vote against a woman.
I don't know. What was the line about Kristi Noem? What was her comment?
Well, that she wasn't, I guess, qualified for that position. She said, I hope. Not, and then asked about that.
Hmm.
She said, yeah, I think Kristi Noem is the worst of all the nominees, especially at that important cabinet position, Homeland Security.
Hey, she knows all about security. She can take out a dog if it gets in the way.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow.
She's tough.
You keep telling that story, but you know what I say?
What's that?
That dog won't hunt.
Not anymore.
That dog won't hunt. Y'all not treat that dog that way.
Oh, no. Wow.
Y'all not.
We can just take this over here and this movie over here.
Yeah, it's all...
Just put them all together, yeah. And that's what you get.
That's Friday. That's what you get.
It's Friday. What do you expect, friend? You're getting exactly what you paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably more than you paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that should make you smile.
We appreciate your support.
We do.
And we're not done yet. Coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. It's next on 97.3 The Sky. Call in now for things that make you smile. Non-political upbeat thoughts. 877-975-9825. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. So go ahead and call in right now. And let's go to Mike. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been down and out for about a week or so. Don't know what was going on. But every day when I call my children, that makes me smile. And they're all doing well, and they're up there in the snow, and what the hell, we're down here in the beautiful paradise of a Florida. That makes me smile.
Nice.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
We're not shoveling.
And all that. Hopefully you're feeling better. That would make me smile.
Yeah.
And let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is, in observance of your sage advice, I redid another whole batch of chili. Instead of yard bird, I used a good pound of 93% lean ground beef, and I have to admit, far better than the yard bird.
Yeah, right on, brother. Let's go to Kaz. What's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. If the weather's getting better. Great show all week as usual, and I know you love to read. And I'm in the book The Hunt for Bin Laden by Robin Moore. He wrote the Green Beret song also, and also Task Force Dagger. And I know you love to read, and so you can get it online. My picture's in there, and there's some things. So it's called The Hunt for Bin Laden.
Wow.
Robin Moore. Love you guys.
Love you too. Wow. Featured in the book. I like it.
No one knew somebody famous.
Yeah. That's Vaughn, funny. What's making you smile?
I know Greg is a car guy, and I've been a car guy since I was a car boy. And I'm not bragging here. I'm just a middle-class guy who's lucky to be where I am, from a guy that started with a GED. But I have about 10 cars, a couple trucks, collectibles. But one I wanted to talk about was, you talked about engine swap. I've got a third-generation RX-7, which that's 93, 94. If you got 2 minutes, check it out. The first generations were ugly. Second generations weren't much better. But the third generation RX-7 was a home run. But the motors were horrible in them. Mm-hmm. And I had a LS1 I put in mine. And it was too front heavy. I didn't like the handling. Ended up putting it in a 71 short bed truck. But I thought you might like that story. And thank God bless you.
All right, Vaughn. God bless you.
That is a big motor for basically a... really light car. I can see that. But
yeah.
Boy, would it run, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why whenever I replace engines, I make them mid-engine cars.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Good idea. Yeah.
Sometimes I crack myself up. I'm so silly.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
The Christmas holiday.
I think that it can become too commercialized.
We all get caught up in it.
If you go to the malls in the evening, you can find a parking place pretty easily.
We at The Sky know it's more than the new this.
I want an Emerald City Lego set.
And the new that.
I want a fun vacation from Santa this year.
A lot more.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Time to share with family and friends.
Brings the best out of people.
Being with family and just all of the family together.
Merry Christmas. From News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Coincidence or not? Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Police officers found a man appeared to be channeling his inner Santa Claus, or maybe his inner chimney sweep. Fall River, Massachusetts, and they were looking for a bad guy, and he found a great hiding place. for a while until he couldn't get out. Yeah, he jumped down the chimney of a home. Later heard screaming, "Help me." So later he was arrested as well. And coincidence? Just happens to be Dick Van Dyke's 99th birthday today, who probably made his big mark playing a chimney sweep. In Mary Poppins. Remember that?
As lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you.
Yeah, he thought he'd get rid of all that dirt and dust, but apparently he just barely escaped the wildfires in Malibu. And that's your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Has been strong. You might.